May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Merry Christmas to all of you. It is the third day of Christmas, and the faithful are back in church. For most of us, the rush of the preparation is over. We can take a deep breath and relax. We have 9 more days to celebrate Christmas without the frantic activity. 9 days more of Christmas in which to ponder the mystery of the Incarnation. I want to go back to what St. Paul wrote in the letter to the Galatians that we heard this morning. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. If you have adopted a child, or were adopted, or know someone who has adopted, has gone through that process, you will know that most of the time, it's a long, lengthy, and often roller coaster-like process. When we were in Atlanta, one of my closest friends was on that roller coaster for a couple of years for an adoption within the United States. And I heard a lot about the process of international adoption a few years ago when another one of my closest friends and clergy colleagues adopted 2 children from Ethiopia. In fact, they were here a couple of years ago. They were here visiting on this Sunday after Christmas. Parents who adopt children have to be willing to take risks, even more risks usually than having biological children. In Ethiopia and many other places in the world, the poverty is so horrible that most of the children have some health problems from being undernourished. And usually the health history of the parents is not known. And with any adoption of a child older than an infant, there is always the question of how the child has been nurtured or neglected or perhaps even abused, and how this will impact the child's development and personality. So an adoptive parent has to say yes to all these risks and unknowns in order to accept a child into their life. Like any parents, they risk loving with all their hearts, but with many more unknowns in the future. But when the child comes home, nothing else matters. I'll never forget being with my friend Lindsay in Atlanta the day she brought her new adopted son home as an infant, or the day I saw my goddaughter Azalech from Ethiopia with her new mother, Anne. Azalech was about 2. Their joy was overflowing. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, so that we might receive adoption as children. One of the images for baptism, one of the meanings of baptism, is that we are adopted as God's children in our baptism. And it strikes me that God is very much like an adoptive parent, because God adopts us as children in our baptism, every single one of us, without any guarantee of how we will turn out. God risks loving us and gives us free will so that we can choose to go towards God or away from God. God risks loving us, even though when we turn away from God, it must grieve God's heart. God accepts us unconditionally just as we are, and at the same time, God wants each of us to continue to grow into the person we are meant to be. And that is a lifelong process. A good place to look for guidance on how to do this is our baptismal vows in the prayer book. And every time we have a baptism, we renew our baptismal vows and we make these promises again together. We promise to worship regularly in a community of faith, to pray together, to learn and study together. We promise to resist evil and to ask God for forgiveness when we sin. We promise to live our faith and share the good news with others. We promise to seek the face of Christ in all people, not just Christians, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We promise to strive for justice and peace among all people, and to respect the dignity of every human being. This morning, a friend of mine who is a chaplain in a Roman Catholic healthcare posted a story on Facebook, and I posted it on my site. And it really, to me, speaks of living out these last two baptismal vows, seeking the face of Christ in all people, loving our neighbors as ourselves, striving for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. The story is written by a young Muslim man who was with his family. I think he said there were 7 adults and 5 children, and they were eating at the Olive Garden restaurant in Augusta, Georgia, on Christmas Day. And the women had the traditional headgear on, had the scarf, and so it was clear, would have been clear to anyone looking at them, that they were a Muslim family. And they were having a nice dinner, and they got to the end of the dinner and they looked at their check and it said, "Paid, Merry Christmas, lovely family," or "beautiful family." And the man, young man who wrote this, English is not his first language, you can tell by the way he, the grammar he uses and everything, but he was basically overwhelmed by this generosity, which was anonymous. He said, particularly in this time when there's so much hateful speech against Muslims all over the place, even from some of the political candidates, and a lot of Muslims fear for their lives and that there's violence going on against them, that to have this beautiful gift, anonymous gift, graceful gift given to them on Christmas Day in the Olive Garden restaurant was something he wanted to share. Was, as he said, the light is shining in the darkness. So striving to live out these baptismal vows is a life's work. It's our life's work as Christians, but we can't do it alone. We can only do it in partnership with God, with God's help. And that's why the responses in the baptismal liturgy say, "I will, with God's help." We can do this. We can be a light shining in the darkness for other people because God has adopted all of us as his children. We can do this because we are all beloved children of God. Amen.